This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. So glad to be here today. So glad to be among God's people. The scripture says, "Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law, it is the truth." And I'm glad that I'm in the truth, being taught by God's leader. And it's a great privilege to be among his people, living sanctified and holy. In this day and time, there's not many people want to live for God, but I'm so glad I am. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. Elder, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, I do greet you, and we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. This is the holiday season, and we want to talk about that. Many glory in these seasonal holidays, Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving. But I want to talk about having Christ in you. That's the hope of glory. That's what we glory in, how he's been born in our life, not as a babe out of Mary's womb. Before we get into that thought, we're going to sing this song, God is Calling, and we're going to sing what it means to be born again. Thank God.
Take your yoke and rest your soul.
God
heart. Oh God, I've been born again. Oh, there's a desire,
righteous
in my soul.
God for the ensemble. Truly, at 425 Laconia Boulevard, the saints of God have been born again. And it's Christ in us that is the hope of glory. Deacon Debbie, the announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia. Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. The day that God sanctified in the creation of time. Now, 6 days he made heaven and earth. On the seventh day, he rested. This day was made for rest. So the first through the sixth is made for work. And sometime in our past, not too long ago, that devil gave us a day of rest, another day. But that's not the Lord's day. But we gladly take it. Yes. Lord said, you may work 6 days. Yes. The seventh is the Sabbath of rest. That's the day we observe as the Father did. So here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, if we have jobs and we wish to work 6 days, we can do that. Get a little overtime. And if we want to just work five, we have that option now. We don't have an option to work on the Sabbath. That's the day of rest. They say you got to come to work. You're going to be there by yourself. I'm not coming. Because I'm not going to sin because you want to have work done. And when my out-of-town relatives come and say, can't you just take off? No, we don't take off from God. We don't take off from the rest day. He said, don't do your own pleasures. Let's go there. I think that's in Isaiah 55. That's not my thought, but if I don't get to my thought, this is what God wants me to talk about right now. I'm going as the Spirit leads. That's Isaiah 58. This is what the Lord is saying. Say, well, what's a day? That's just like lying. If you break the Sabbath, you sin. And I'm not going to break the Sabbath under the guise I'm showing love. No, it don't work that way. Let me tell you what God is saying. So when we have our little cousins and friends and loved ones, can't you go to Chuck E. Cheese with me there? We want to go to Disneyland. Let's see what God is saying about the Sabbath. 58 and 13, what it says.
If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day.
In other words, whatever your pleasure is, if you want to entertain friends or loved ones, if you turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, what?
And call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable.
Honorable what?
And shalt honor him.
What?
Not doing thine own way.
Now, my own ways is to have a little cake, a birthday cake. Well, it's my grandmother's 125th birthday. She might not be here tomorrow. I'm going to honor that. You're going to dishonor God. Look what God has said. What did he say?
Nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words.
What?
Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord.
Now you delight yourself in the Lord.
Yes.
What?
And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth.
What?
And feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
Now that's a high day to God.
Yes, Lord.
And most so-called Christians 365 never honor the Sabbath, but they want you to honor the day that the Lord came out of Mary's womb. God asked you for that. Now, it was prophesied that he was going to come on scene, but did it say anything about honoring his birthday? No, because the secret is God wants you to honor him by letting him be born in you. That's the glory we glory in. He's born in my life. If he's born in my life, I celebrate his birthday every day by living holy. Isn't that beautiful? I honor the Spirit of God. Isn't that beautiful? Now, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says this. Keep therefore and do them. It's talking about God's word, God's commandments. For this is your wisdom. This is why the people don't have the wisdom and the vision and understanding of God, because they don't keep his commandments. And you can't get it partially, because if you partially do it, you're sinning. And when you sin, you're looking through the prisms of sin. That's why you can't understand God's word. And you feel like you can do what you feel like. And you feel like you can observe God in your way of loving. But that's not God's way of love. God said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Isn't that beautiful? It's your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe that scripture. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But the people that don't know God say, well, those things, that was done away with. He don't mean that because you don't know God. Let's go to Colossians 1 and 21. One's hope to say, we're going to celebrate God this holiday season. And they say it around things. We're going to say, no, that's not the glory God is talking about. Hope of glory is Christ being in you. And when Christ is in you, you are celebrating God 24/7, 365. Because God is getting the glory out of your life. Christ in us is the hope of glory. There is no glory in the traditions of men, because that's what this is coming up. All of these are traditions of men. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Colossians 1:21, what does it say?
And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled.
Now God have reconciled us if you are willing to obey God's word. That means new mind, born again. What?
In the body of his flesh through death. To present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight.
What?
If you continue.
If, here's the condition. He's going to present you
holy.
Holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If what?
If you continue in the faith.
What?
Grounded and settled.
Isn't that beautiful? Now, wait a minute. He's not talking about, well, faith is to believe that Christ died for your sin. Yeah, we believe that. But where's your works? Because if you really believe he did that, you will obey his word. If you're not obeying his word, you got faith without works. Faith without works is dead. And most people don't understand that. The preachers tell them, just believe what he did. You couldn't do it. No, you're going to die in the body of the same death. Because that's how you destroy the enemy out of your life. He destroyed him out of his. He was an example. That's all he was. Isn't that beautiful? If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, what?
And be not moved away from the hope of the gospel.
I'm not removed from the hope of the gospel. The hope of the gospel is that I obey God and continue on in the kingdom. That's the hope of the gospel. That's the hope. To love God, that's the hope. To obey God, that's the hope. To please God, that's the hope. How do you please him with the hope? To get rid of the gods before God.
Yes.
Not making any graven images. Don't take his name in vain. That's taking God's name in vain when you say you love God, but you break the Sabbath. You do as you please, what you understand love is, not what God is showing you what love is.
Yes.
You're following your mind, not the mind. This is the mind of Christ right here.
All right.
Let this mind be in you. Honor thy father, thy mother, not to kill, steal, on and on. That's the mind of Christ. He gave us this mind by giving us his word. So many cannot see that word. See the word. And if they can't see it, it's because God knows they won't do it. But he said, seek me, you shall find. Well, my grandma been seeking for 70 years. I know she found. Well, she ain't found this. That means she was one of those that sought but wasn't able to do it. Or God knew she wasn't going to do it, so she couldn't find it. Because it's not God's will that any man should perish. Anytime one perishes out of this life, without finding God's true word, it's because God knew they weren't going to do it. Because
yes.
God knew our beginning and our ending.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's why when David, the kings and different soldiers of God, and Samson, the battle axes of God, sometimes God said, go in and destroy everything, women, men, and children, everything, even the slaughter of the animals. Because God knew they wouldn't make it. Now, why would God slaughter them if they were going to make it? And if they were going to make it, they have to be born again. Because that's what the Lord said. You must be born again. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Why would God destroy a baby unless God know that baby ain't going to do anything but go to hell anyway?
Right.
Why would God do that? He wouldn't.
All right.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4 and 3.
Right.
Might not better finish all of this, but I hope you enjoyed the music. the ensemble, they sang, and I know these lives of theirs that are singing. They're striving to please God, and they're walking in the commandments, striving to please Him. 2 Corinthians rather, 4, yes, 4 and 3. What does it say?
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
Because it says, if ye continue in the faith, rooted and grounded, grounded and settled, and be not a move away from the hope of the gospel. Problem is, many haven't found it.
That's true.
It's hid from them. Because when you bring the thing, they say, oh, that ain't gospel. The gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's not the gospel.
No.
They were just witnesses to the gospel. The gospel is God's word.
Yes.
And the word was in the Lord. And the word was the Lord, but he had flesh on him. He was made flesh. And they were witness to his life. They were witness to the Son, that he came, the Messiah, and died for our sin. The gospel is God's word spelled out. That's the gospel. And it's letting you know, if our gospel be hid, what?
It is hid to them that are lost.
Now, wait a minute. He came to save the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I was lost in this world. But knowledge got to me. I got in the way somehow, and those that had the knowledge got in my path, vice versa. When I saw it, as he said, my sheep hear my voice, I said, this is right. And I didn't walk away from it. I said, I'm going to do this. And I left all behind to follow the Lord. Is that what Abraham did?
Yes.
I must have the same attributes. That's my father. Everybody that leave all to follow the Lord, you have the attributes of Abraham. That means you must be his seed. But when you got I don't know. Yeah, but you know the Lord, can I go to this bar mitzvah first? He said, that's a dead better dead. You can't play with God's knowledge. Well, you know, now if you got situations that say God will work with you. But the gospel is hid from so many. And when they do hear it, this is the gospel, there's no beauty in it. Oh, wait a minute. If I do this, ain't nobody else doing this, but how many here? Anybody else doing it? You're the only one I know doing this. How many of you know like Abraham? How many of you know like Peter, James, and John? How many of you know about that? And they were a handful out of a nation of Jews, natural Jews. How many people have you met in your life in true holiness that keep God's commandments and then got caught up in a bunch of tofu? And I can't drink coffee. Don't mess with my coffee. Come on. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. What?
In whom the God of this world.
It's the devil. The devil is the God of this world. What did he do?
Hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Now, Christ is the light of the gospel. He's the image of God. Go to Isaiah 8 and 20. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And he told his disciples that were following him, he said, ye are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. When you take a stand, you can't be hid either. Everybody going to know just what you stand for when you live this life like you're supposed to and take the stand. 8 and 20, what does it say, Isaiah?
To the law and to the testimony.
What?
If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
So if these preachers are not talking about the law, if they speak according, they said that's the word, according to this word, it's because no light in them. Now, wait a minute. I thought there would be lights.
Yes.
But they're not speaking up to the law. They're saying, oh, the laws was done away with. You're lying. And the God of this world have blinded you and all those before you, headed this mess down. We were once a part of that junk. But light came. Isn't that beautiful? What does the 16th verse say?
Yes. Bind up the testimony.
What?
Seal the law among
well,
thy
wait a
disciples.
Minute. The testimony is God's law. It's the same thing. Bind up the law, seal it among my disciples. Bind up the testimony. The testimony of God is his 10 commandments. That's God's testimony, written with the finger of God. Bind up the testimony and seal it among my disciples. That means they don't spoil. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Colossians 1 and 23. Read that again. Isn't that beautiful? If ye continue in the faith, that means God's word, God's law, what?
Grounded and settled.
Grounded and settled, what?
And be not moved away from the hope of the gospel.
What?
Which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven.
What?
Wherefore I, Paul.
Whereof I, Paul,
what? Am made a minister.
I'm made a minister. Read the 25th verse. What does it say?
Yes. Wherefore I am made.
Whereof I am.
Made a minister.
Thank God.
According to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God.
Well, wait a minute. Well, couldn't nobody keep that law? It's given to God's anointed for you to fulfill it. Fulfill his word. Don't have gods before God. Don't take his, make graven image. Don't take his name in vain. We got to fulfill that. That's what the dispensation is given for. Read.
Even the mystery which had been hid from ages.
Wait a minute. This was hid from ages when Paul was here. It was hid for ages. It's been hid since then. That's why God told Peter, Peter said, Lord, will thou at this time again restore the kingdom? The kingdom is God's word. And many don't find it. They don't know it. It's got to be restored, given to the people. God's not going to give it if you ain't going to do it. Hidden from ages and from generations. What?
But now is made manifest to his saints.
Wait a minute. Was he saying Christians?
Saints.
Jesus is going off. See, this is talking about saints, sanctified people, because you can't get it unless you begin to sanctify yourself. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this ministry among the Gentiles.
Ministry?
Mystery, excuse me, among the Gentiles.
Among the Gentiles, what?
Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
That's our hope, not these holidays coming up. I'm going to please God, I'm going to buy a whole bunch of presents. You buying presents for children that are full of the devil. These gifts were given to the Holy One of Israel. A child that was going to be the Messiah. Our children ain't going to be the Messiah. What you giving them gifts for? And these grandpas and on and on and on, they're full of the devil. Half of them drunk. And you drunk too, giving it to them. Got nothing to do with Christ. So I'm doing the Lord's work. Oh, I'm just, this is a time of giving. But the rest of the year, you're evil as you can be. And never change from being evil. The hope of glory is Christ in you. Let him be born in your life. That's the hope of glory. Isn't that beautiful? Acts 1 and 6. Let's go there. Say, well, you know, I don't like the way you sound. I don't like your voice, Pastor. I don't care if you don't like it. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just telling you. 1 and 6, Acts. Thank God. When they
therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?
Are you
going to
restore again? Because the Lord had the message. Yeah. Now he's going off seeing somebody's got to go forth. These apostles. Pentecost had come. Hadn't come yet. What did he say?
And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons.
What?
Which the Father hath put in his own power.
But what?
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon
now
you.
Now you're going to have power to bring forth knowledge about the kingdom when you're anointed. Yes. When the Holy Ghost come upon you, they were already saved. He said, all are saved. All that God's given me I have kept. There's none lost but the son of perdition. That was Judas. They were all saved. That don't make you saved when the Holy Ghost come upon you. When the Holy Ghost come upon you, it's something you're going to do of note. It's not for you to know the times of the season, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you and what?
And ye shall be witnesses.
You better have the Holy Ghost come upon you to witness. That's what we're doing right here. Witnessing about God's word and about the Son. Witnessing what? Both.
Unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea. And in Samaria.
What?
And unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Isn't that beautiful? And God brought the uttermost parts of the earth to them at Pentecost. Restoring the kingdom. Yes. Knowledge to the people. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 7 and 15. Let's go there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Knowledge is power. And it's more powerful when you put it in action. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I'm just glad to know. To know the Lord. And to know the mystery of his kingdom. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 7 and 15.
And the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned?
What?
Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine My doctrine is not mine.
What?
But his that sent me.
It's his that sent me. It ain't my doctrine. Because the doctrine is the word.
Yes.
And the word was sent and made flesh. But when he brought forth the word, the message, he only brought forth what was in him, the word. That beautiful?
Beautiful.
What?
If any man will do his will.
Now, if you're doing God's will, this is God's will for every man that will live for him. If any man will do his will, what?
He shall know of the doctrine.
This is the doctrine.
Yes.
They say, oh, I'm preaching God's word. And you say, well, you keep thinking about, oh, that law was done away. But you don't know God's will. You're not doing God's will, so you don't know. The doctrine. The doctrine is God's Ten Commandments. The doctrine is God's word. The doctrine is the law of God, the royal law. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. What?
Whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself.
Because they're one. Yes. The Son and the Father is one.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Colossians 2 and 6. Let's go there. Thank God. This is
you can
wonderful.
Visit us anytime for our broadcast it. Messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 La Quinta Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.